Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah to Jesus. All right. I've been meditating since the afternoon towards something, you know. I was thinking of the uniqueness of the New Testament. I was just thinking of it. I didn't say that's a topic, amen. Maybe it's a topic, but let's start teaching first. You know how we do it? You'll be writing, eh? Then we'll now agree on something. The uniqueness of, okay, I was wondering on the uniqueness of the New Testament. Probably that's a topic. And I was just wondering what is unique about this New Testament than the Old Testament. And it was spurred because I was thinking of impact. Alright? We all want to live a life of what? Impact, isn't it? We all want to affect our world. Church, are you alive this evening? We want to affect our world, isn't it? We want to influence our families, our communities, our villages, our cities, our countries, our nations, isn't it? So I was just wondering, meditating on impact. And the Holy Spirit told me, because the meditation was tilting towards a direction. And what was the direction? It was tilting towards you know, gathering people, which of course we want to achieve in GCMI, to the end that they know the word of God vividly, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You know, like Miss Joy would think, she's not here too. Amen? Yes. She used to sing, you know, in this church, when you have a child, after 1 year, you resume church. So in case your wife will have soon, your wife to be, do you understand? Well, we celebrate 1 year birthday, we are just celebrating your fully back to church. Do you get? Children don't end your ministry. Alright. Like I was saying, where was I? Before the thought of Miss Joy. Sarah, what did I say? Okay, it was tilting towards gathering. Okay, I knew it to come from there. You can see it. Amen. So it was tilting towards gathering souls for God. And then announced it like the song Miss Joy sang, right? We see the people rising in glory, power, and filled with the knowledge of God. More like a prophecy. We see our nations, the nations, rising in glory, power, and filled with the glory of the Lord. We are ready for the harvest. Are you all ready for the harvest?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes this thing is just mouth. We are ready for the harvest. Then he now says, because that person saying we are ready for the harvest, we'll miss the next choir as well. We are ready for the harvest. They say share the word of God on your social media. Mm-mm. They are rather sharing perfume. They are advertising their perfume to the harvest. And things like that. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes, it's very true. We are ready for the harvest. All they think about through the month was crypto. It rising and falling. The ones that have prospect. I mean, between them and God, God and them know that they didn't sit down and say, God, please save Makodi. When last did any of you hear prayer and say, God, save my God? You don't lie. The power of God is heavy here. Don't lie. You conscious, you can remember when you say, Lord, save my God. Let the souls be saved on my account. Raise your hand. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank God you didn't lie. You would think it's a joke, but it's the truth. Many don't care about soul winning. Many people don't care about soul winning. It's about them, a loop of their needs, their problems. In fact, they will not hear God and fall into problem and still come and meet God and blame Him first. And blame anybody connected to Him. You know, when a child of Israel have issues, the first thing they blame is God through Moses and God directly. Do you understand what I'm saying? God through Moses and what? God directly. When they don't have mind to talk to God, they'll point on Moses. When they have small mind, they will not talk directly. Many people, and you see, you'll be thinking you have a problem. Of course, that's a problem, but you'll be thinking it's something you should work out. You know, you should try to, you just sit down and say, Lord, I want to pray for souls. You don't just start praying for souls. If you are not growing spiritually, you will not care about soul winning. You don't just start praying for souls. You know, you will not just eventually enter into the care. It just coincidentally, sorry, you just enter into caring for souls and starting to praying for them. It doesn't work like that. You have to be growing spiritually. As you are growing, you discover somehow an appetite to pray for soul rising from your inside, to start rising by default. Because you see, God says something. He said, cast upon me your cares and burden. Then he answers something. He said, take upon yourself my word, yoke and burdens. He said, that is where you will find what? True rest for your souls. You see that? And remember, Paul the apostle gave us an example how this happens, this transaction. He said, we don't know how to pray as we what? Ought to. He said, but the Holy Spirit helped our infirmities with what? Groanings that our words cannot express. Then he says in verse 27 of Romans 8, is that he that knows the heart of the Father prays for us according to the heart of the Father, which is the Spirit of God, right? He that knows the heart of the Father, he prays for us, meaning there are needs that we have. If you read verse 28, he said, then that is why all things work together for good. You want to cast one way, make the major way to cast your cares upon God is praying in the Spirit. That's why Paul said, I thank my God I pray in tongues more than you all. As you are praying in tongues, you are affirming to God that truly these issues around me and the ones I'm not even aware of yet, I don't know how to solve them as I ought to. But you who knows everything will solve them for me. Like I saw a pastor giving a funny analogy online. It's quite funny to me because it's about relationship. And he said, take for instance, I'm sure one or two persons would have seen it here. He said, take for instance that as a lady, your man, your husband to be, engaged you 2 years ago, and he's not talking about marriage, and he engaged you like 2 years ago. And I said, you probably may be praying. Now, when you ask him, maybe he doesn't want to be sincere. Is the analogy he gave? I'm trying to reiterate. He said he doesn't want to be sincere to tell you, mommy in the village has found a wife for me. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Maybe the mother has a special woman for him, but he doesn't want to offend the lady. Are we together? Amen. We are all agreed now, so we don't need to tell them. Do we need to tell them? I was here. You know why it's terrible? The day of my wedding, the next day, I was one of the first persons that came to church. They did not come. 5 bags of cement. Are we together? It's okay. It's okay. You're celebrating punishment. Maybe after service, they may be willing to do more. We saw chiefs coming to spray them that day. Some just came like this. I think the only problem that happened that day, we did not play Aria Aria and sang some High Life and mentioned some names would have been worse. And back to what we were saying. Amen? The mother of that young man has a woman for him. Are we together? And he's not willing to tell you because he doesn't know how you take it. And he has engaged you how many years ago? 2 years ago. Now, as a lady, probably you are praying. Like I said, to me, it seems funny. It doesn't look so serious to me, but it happens. Now, as a lady, if you ask him, Chino, so why are you not getting married? Are we not getting married? 2 years ago, you engaged me. He may now be telling you that there's no funds. Money is not available yet. In your own sincerity, you go and stay in the secret place and start praying for money for him. God bless Chinoso. in the name of Jesus. But what is the real problem? The mother has chosen a wife for him. You know, I had a very, this one is real life. In my second to last year in the university, one of our classmates, she was engaged, and we all knew about it in the class. And one time during IT, very wonderful lady, and she's so pretty too. Then we're talking, and she said, and I'm called her name. I said, "Where's your ring? I can be that funny." I said, "I've been funny a long time ago." And I joke my joke. I said, "Are you tired for the ring? You removed it. Is it paining you?" I said, "Ah, Pastor Simon, no." And she started looking emotional and sounding like she wanted to cry. So we now went to the back of the class, and she started telling me what was happening. She couldn't really hold it. You know, I was not so close to her as a friend. Let me be sincere. I was quite close to her as a friend. Yes, but not very, very close. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? Yes, yes, we were talking very well. And she said, the mother-in-law doesn't like her. So the young man cried and they cried and they cried and they cried, cried and they cried, and they finally call it a quit. I say, why? You know, it really touched me, but it happened. Are we together? So things happen like that. You suffer and find wife, then your mother says she doesn't like. After you suffer all these years and find wife. It happens. And you think mothers don't have power. Wait till they choose another person over you. Wait, just wait. They have a special way of infusing their choice. Now, like the preacher said, the analogy he gave, you are, because he was illustrating praying in the spirit, you are now praying as a lady sincerely for Chinonso to have money. Meanwhile, that's not the problem. The excuse Chinonso gave you was more like what? Cover up. And you're like, God bless Chinonso, give him money, give him money. God will give him money to marry the other woman. You see that? That's why the Bible says we don't know how to pray as we what? Ought to pray. There are a lot of problems in this world. You have heard people problem before. One day somebody was telling me problem. I was wondering, you know, I was not admiring the problem in a different diagram. I was like, hi, this guy's problem. In the office, I was like, my goodness, this is a serious problem. I don't admire it for myself, but it's admirable. Like, as young as he is, he went through this thing. I was like, dear Jesus, I thought I'd see things. I mean, you hear it, you'll be thinking it's Nigerian film. It's real life. That's his problem. You can't even help it. You have to just give him money too. You too. After hearing the problem. Because you know this, your money cannot even do anything yet. But you have to just give something. Because it's really a problem. In that kind of situation, how will that brother pray? I remember during the discussion, he now told me, son, he said, Pastor, sir, Kai, I just want to pray. I just want to be praying. Can you help me? Just which team prays the most in church? I just want to join it. I just want to be praying my soul. I know a breakthrough is close. I just want to be praying. I want those struggles happening to that young man. I think I forgot to ask the PGC. I heard they were going through this loop of fastings and prayers. Have you people stopped? Oh my God. I thought you were still on it. College, can we? Okay. My God. My God. So we introduce him. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. It was a serious problem. Now, back to the focal point. A major way we cast our burden, our cares before God is by what? Praying in the Spirit. Many would think when we pray in the Spirit, we are just trying to fool ourselves because they are seeing it from the lenses of the flesh. They are seeing it from their normal human mind. Are we together? But it's not foolishness. It's an algorithm, is a system God gave us to cast off all our burdens to him and have him answer all of the problems, solve all of the problems. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? But that's not the focal point. The focal point is that when you cast your burden to God while praying in the Spirit, something happens to you. His yoke and burden begins to be strengthened. Firstly, the seed is planted. Secondly, it's strengthened in your heart. It grows in your heart. That's why the Bible says, as we pray in the Spirit, we are building up our what? Most holy faith. The things of God will be growing in your heart.
Your love for God will be growing. Your passion for God will be growing. Your passion for souls. You will come to that point that you now understand why pastor is mad at you when a soul leaves church. So why is it? You may even be tempted to say, is it because he wants people to fool the church? No. Because pastor understands at that level now, pastor understands the value of a soul more than you. You're wondering, sir, he was stubborn. Sometimes HODs come to me and say, sir, he was stubborn, so we did not know what to do. I said, go back and get that soul. Because you were stubborn too. And that's why we have the fruit of the Spirit. Love, patience, kindness. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Self-control and all of that. Long-suffering, extended patience. You don't even know when the patience will finish. That's what we call long-suffering. In fact, the Bible says God is long-suffering towards us. That's a root word in Greek. Long-suffering towards us. To the end that we all what? Repent. And none of us what? Perish. That's what the Bible says. He doesn't want anybody to perish, but he wants everybody to come to him and come to the knowledge of the truth. Repent and come to the knowledge of the truth. So when you observe that naturally, you don't have passion for souls. You don't want to even, you have not done anything about soul winning. In fact, you can't tell if you've won more than 5 souls or up to 5 souls since you became born again. Listen, we're not condemning you. We're just telling you that something within you is not right. Something within you is not in place. Because if this Christianity is really doing you very well, you want to extend it. That's how God designed it. Except it's not working in you. If it's working, you want to extend that fire to another person, to another person. And I mean, you could see the 12. More than the 12, I mean the disciples and Mary and all of them at the upper room. Immediately they were filled with the Holy Ghost. What happened? That was when the passion for God arose. That's why I said it is not possible to understand God's yokes and burden and implement them without the Holy Spirit. He said, tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. That same day, he fulfilled the prophecy said about him. Jesus said, I'll make you fishers of men. He manifested it in one day. He started manifesting it from that day after he was filled with the Holy Ghost. How many souls were it for one day? Over 3,000 souls. It takes supernatural ability to win souls, not just oratory. There's a side for that too. Remember, those guys were not even trained in their culture in terms of education. They were not fully trained. But when they became filled with the Holy Ghost, they knew they've received an ability from God Almighty that transcends beyond oratory. You know, good English. They just knew. And the Bible said they won 3,000 in a day. Speaking diverse languages. In fact, I'm a living witness of this. When you really stay with the Lord, are you listening to me? And get so anointed, I tell you, it guards over your tongue. I'm not joking. Some people have met me, some people watch online and say, why do you sound the way you sound? I wish I can explain how I sound the way. I really don't know. And when I'm trying to be conscious, when I try to be conscious of how I sound, I even mess up everything. So I just allow myself to flow. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. When the Holy Ghost comes on your inside, you realize that what you have is already enough. He said if your faith is as little as a mustard seed, you can command any mountain, any situation to change, it will change. You may think you are not it yet as a Christian to win souls. If the Holy Ghost comes on your inside and you believe that you are sent, whatever spiritual level that you hold right now can win souls. Many of the souls, not small, many of them. The day Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost, he won 3,000. How many years now are you filled with the Holy Ghost? How many years? How many? How many years are you a believer praying in tongues? You know, we are in a generation where all we think is money. It's terrible. I have been complaining since last 2 weeks. The Lord has been sounding that alarm in my heart. Money every time. Money. In fact, on the internet, we are tired. Money, money, money. Listen, it's not money you need yet to get the whole world. Jesus is the answer. Are you listening to me? Money is more like an aid to push certain things. In fact, money cannot push everything. You can have all the money. Money will not bring the dead back to life. There are many things money cannot do. Not just small things. Many things money cannot do. If money can do everything, some of our loved ones would have gone and brought them back to life. It cannot do everything. There are many people who are wealthy with certain kind of sickness, all right, that they don't have a solution for. With all the money they have. I'm sure some of you heard Dangote. It's not a hidden story. He said when his cousin or his, was it his junior brother or cousin, that was almost going to die at the hospital. He finally died anyways. He said he tried all the means in his capacity. Such a man. The wealthiest black man. He tried everything, brought the best doctors in the world. He died. The brother still finally died. I mean, this is what people are serving today. You may not say consciously that I am serving money. Your life, your actions prove you are serving money. When there's little or no time, like Vacos in Plant says, when there's little or no time for God, you are serving money. You don't need to say I'm serving money. Everything about you, even your hard work, you are claiming your work. Hard work is not bad, but if the hard work is just tilting towards money alone and not kingdom, there's a problem. It means you are serving money. That's why I said you cannot serve me and mammon. You agree. You're not just casual about your Christianity and say one day I will prove that I will not serve. I'm not serving mammon is God. It starts from the beginning. It is now you have to agree that it is God I'm supposed to serve and not mammon. And purpose is more like the defining factor. If you know what God wants you to do, you know that there are certain jobs you cannot take no matter what they will pay you. If it takes your time for God. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? Because at the end of everything, you observe that you had nothing in this world. You achieved nothing. You think money is anything? At the end, you observe that it's nothing. I mean, you made all the money. Remember that fool? He made all the money. In fact, the Bible calls him fool. He was not naturally called a fool. It was God Almighty that called him, you fool. Today, you gone. What did he say that we are not saying today? They even say it in conferences. Make money so that tomorrow you will rest and enjoy all the wealth you have made. Is that not what they teach us in conferences today? Wealth making, whatever, whatever. That was what the fool said, the rich fool. Jesus called him a fool. He made all the money. He said, now let me rest. He did not do anything bad. He only said, let me rest and enjoy what I've labored for. God said, is this why you live? Meaning, if that's why you are living, you don't even need to even live from God parameters. You should go away. Because money is not something you should be living for. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Kingdom, he said, I've created man for my glory. That's what he said. Are you all listening to me? It troubles me sometimes when I see how people are tilting towards money, money, money. We have to guard ourselves, guard our hearts. You observe even a Christian, if they are talking about making it in the future, it's towards money they are tilting in their heart. They are just conscious about money. One day we are gonna meet them. It's money. You see a pastor talking about God lifting men. It's money. You know what the lifting men means? Not to become mighty men who can raise the dead, but it's about them coming to a point where they have money. Look at it critically. Money, money, money. In fact, what will bring spirituality even in church is tilting towards money. Now, favor upon you. What are we talking about? Money. Everything, money. Even with the name of Jesus, we are serving the money. And I'm wondering, I asked myself while I was driving, I said, what is the uniqueness of the New Testament? What is the uniqueness? Is it prosperity? Prosperity is part of the gospel. I will never, because sometimes this is the balance. In a bit to bring down the prosperity, you know, this extreme in the prosperity. There's extreme in the prosperity. People emphasize it too much, talk about it too much, and it becomes a burden. And if you are truly filled with the Holy Ghost, if you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, you will say the right thing at the wrong time. It will become a problem. Hear what I said. If you are not working with the Holy Spirit, if you are not in alignment with the Holy Spirit, you can say the right thing at the wrong time. It will become a problem. There are certain atmospheres and seasons. Let me even use atmospheres that the Holy Spirit wants to emphasize something. Even in your heart now, you may not know what I want to talk about today. But because of the atmosphere and what the Holy Spirit wants to flow in that atmosphere, if I come and say something that is off, even your spirit will not be okay. You just find, you not be interested again in the message. Because that's not the word for the moment. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And meanwhile, chiefly, people emphasize money too much. They are extreme to this prosperity. You know, messages. Kenneth Hagin of blessed memory, one of our fathers of faith, he said he wrote one book before he died. The book is called The Midas Touch. And he gave an analogy there. I don't know if it's a true life story. He said there was a certain king who had the ability. He was given the ability to turn anything into gold. He wanted money, and suddenly he was given the ability to turn anything into gold. And now he can turn anything into gold. Anything. If he touches anything, it changes to gold. And mistakenly, he now touches only daughter. And the daughter changed to gold. Then he started crying. And while that's one of the first stories you see in that book. When he started crying and crying and crying, he now said, if there's anybody in this village or city that can turn my daughter back to her being human being instead of gold, he said, I will give that person all the money I have in my life. Now he's ready to trade everything he has just for his daughter. Now let me ask a simple question. How many of you here can trade everything you have to see one loved person that passed away come back to life? Can I see your hands up? Did you hear my question? Or should I repeat it? Alright. Anybody ever lost any loved one here before? How many of you can trade everything you have today? To see one of that person, this person we are talking about, come back to life? You see? That simply means money is not everything. There are things greater than money. You see? Like this person now who is no more is greater than money to you. That relationship far transcends money. At the status quo, many of us may not realize it. And that's why we are pushing money at the detriment of good relationship. You know, family. You know, spirituality. Until a point comes where the matter is so serious. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? And you then and look around with all the amount you have, you cannot bring a solution to what is happening. That is when your eye will be clear. Many times it is very late for most people. So the Lord is sounding an alarm in the spirit, in our heart tonight, that this thing about mammon, money, it is a problem. Are we together? And like I said, prosperity is not bad, but when you stretch it too much, it becomes a problem. Because we cannot deny the effect of money, no matter what. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? We cannot be stupid to deny the effect of money. Money is very, very powerful. Money is very, very important. Are we together? No matter how the issues, nobody is sick. You may not know what health, good health is till you get sick. I've had some pains one or two times and I'm like, oh God. Good health is real flex. Real one. I mean, no pain on your body. Almost everybody, many people in this world are taking tablet every day for some pain, for something they are dealing with. You are not taking anyone. You are just sound. You eat anything you feel like eating. And this is a call to stop eating anything anyhow. They say garri, they make people blind. You know how many bags of garri I don't chop? Look at me, I'm a living testimony that garri, you know, that's how people talk. Garri makes nobody blind. If not, this eye for don't close. You now get to 50 now, your eye will now be. It will not show immediately. Get to a point, what you have, you know, the Bible says, as long as the head remained, seed time and word. Now the harvest of the eating of the garri shows up. They say no common the water. Now that one, now be the real one. You want to chop garri, you do like, now this one be real garri. When they talk, you say, forget, this is not the key. Africa, man. If garri the kid, if I don't die since my brother, forget those talk. There's a place for the anointing, though. There's a place for common sense, wisdom. Are you listening to me? Don't eat anyhow. Now, focally to our message. Are you people here tonight? Soul winning. I was thinking about the uniqueness. That's not the theme.
the uniqueness of the New Testament, and one thing came to my impact, and the Lord said, open to Hebrews. And when I opened to Hebrews, let me show you, the word of the Lord really struck my heart. I have to get it again. Hebrews 11 from verse 33. Let's start from verse 32. You know the Hebrews 11 message, right? And what more shall I say? They were talking about plenty of people that did stuff with faith. Plenty of people in scriptures. Alright? And it was faith. Can we even start from the beginning of it? Is it 30? Is it 30? Is it 30? Let's see 30. You know how people use this scripture? I've explained that to you, right? To die in faith. You know, I saw a post, somebody says, better I die in faith than live in unbelief. I mean, I hope you know that that's thing they got it from scripture. And it's wrong. Are you people hearing?
Yes, sir.
Value these things though, before you go and make mistake. If I go to that verse 13, we'll come back here very fast. He said, they all died in faith. Not what? Received the promises. But having what? Were what? Assured that they are, embraced them from afar off, confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. See, they died in faith because the promise was far from them. Christ had not come during their days. I was saying that somehow on Sunday, isn't it? Was it on Sunday or when? Huh? Talking about horn. Okay, in the leader workers meeting. Are we together? They died in faith. Doesn't mean you will die in faith. Before you start quoting scripture that we better to die in faith. It's the Old Testament guys. They died in faith without touching Jesus. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Because what they were trying to explain here as faith in Hebrews 11 is Jesus Christ. Alright? That there were some substance of things in the Old Testament that were evidence of things not seen. But you can still use that to explain actual faith. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? What were the substance of things in the Old Testament that were the evidence of things that are not seen yet in the Old Testament that were not seen? What were the substance? Lamb slain. Are we together? Getting immersed into water and coming out. Are we together? Washing of feet and the rest. Are we together? Want to know? Some of you are looking like me, like you don't understand what I'm trying to say. Are you here? Yes. Believe that you will know, then you will know. Alright, so verse 30. Back to business. It says, very fast, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were what? And so, now many stories that happened in the Old Testament, the Bible says it was by faith. Next part of scripture. It says, by faith the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not what? Believe. When she had received the spies with peace. This is the picture of righteousness by faith in the Old Testament. Because she was a prostitute, but when she received the people of God, righteousness was granted her. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Without doing anything, she was saved. Next part of scripture. And what more shall I say? For time will not permit me to tell of Gideon and of what? And what? And what? Also of what? And what? And the prophets. A lot of stories of faith. Alright, beautiful stories, isn't it? Now, verse 33, it then says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked what? Obtained what? Stopped the mouth of what? What did they use to subdue kingdom? Faith. Subdued kingdom. By fighting, by this, by that, several means. Are we together? And while I was thinking about impact, the Lord told me, he said, what is the uniqueness? That was a question of the New Testament. Because you see, in the Old Testament, people use faith to subdue kingdoms. You want to subdue, you want to gather nations. You see, you can gather them. But what is the uniqueness of the New Testament? Think. Follow me. Think. What's the uniqueness? Because people gathered in the Old Testament. They subdued kingdoms. Yet Jesus still said, I'm coming. Something has not happened. What is that thing that has not happened in the Old Testament that is so unique that made Jesus to say, I will come after all of these beautiful stories happened in the Old Testament? These manifestations. Moses parted the Red Sea. You can name all the beautiful things that happened. I mean, all the power of God was seen in diverse ways. Jesus still said, oh, I'm still coming to show them something new.
What is that new thing? Was it more demonstration of the Spirit? We saw that even Jesus was accused that he was not better than the old prophets. The Bible says, show us, how did the Bible say it? Show us a greater sign like that of the old prophets of old. And Jesus said, oh ye adulterous generation, what greater sign would be more than what was shown like in the days of Jonah? He said, like when he was buried in the belly of the fish for what? 3 days. And he came out of the fish the third day. What was he talking about? His death. His what? His what? Meaning Jesus is like, what I have brought is a product of my what? My what? My what? Follow me, church. That's the uniqueness of the New Testament. When I think of the promise in Jeremiah, he said, I will remove the heart of stone and I'll give them heart of flesh. Have you people noticed how people can be wicked? Do you know what is happening to Nigeria? Where byproduct, Nigeria as a nation. Have you heard that say things like, may Nigeria not happen to you? May it truly not happen to you, people of God. Why byproduct of corrupt hearts as leaders. Hearts that don't have flesh on the heart against stone. And they don't know that that's their state. That's what is happening to us. I mean, they kill people. You see, you have the impetus to post a campaign after 1 month. The no value of human soul. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And as we are talking now, you know, when you heard about the 200 people that were dead, I couldn't sleep, for instance. I was awake. My eyes were shining. I had 200 people. I thought it was a joke. I started thinking, one soul died, two souls. And it got worse when I saw the picture online. I mean, some people were burnt down to small kids who didn't understand anything about life yet. Burnt to ashes. And somebody still have the impetus to feel okay. I mean, you think you save? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If not for God, are we saved? People did not go to war. They were in their houses, sat down, famine. Some of them, their harvests are plenteous. You know, they yielded, they saved their food, blah, blah, blah. They don't even care about what the government can offer. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Just protect our lives. And over 200 died. That's the one we're talking about that we know here. In the world, the killings. Let's use our nation as an example. Almost every day in this state, people are dying in local governments. The other day, they said over 10 security, I don't know if it's true, over 10 security men, they died. Was it Kasinala or something like that? They died. And their pictures were littered all over Facebook. And somebody can sleep and wake up and not even talk about the matter, address the nation. The Lord speaking to me, he said, this is the problem. You see, we want to do church like Old Testament. Our emphasis are the things Moses emphasized. We will not see a change that is supposed in the New Testament. If our emphasis were the things Elijah emphasized, we will not see a change in the New Testament. Because I will not put what? New wine in what? Old wineskin. Listen carefully. The uniqueness about the New Testament is that God will raise a people who are very human. When I say human, I'm not saying they are not supernatural. I mean, we're talking about people that can relate with the infirmity of other people. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Kind people, loving people, people who can walk in love. In fact, the Bible says, he that loves has passed from what? Dead to life. The summation of your faith, the proof that you are grown as a child of God is you walking in love. It's more like the summation. Love is the summation of your faith. The summation of your Christian walk with God is called love. Remember the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13. It said, when their tongues, they will cease. At the tail of 1 Corinthians 12, see the emphasis of the master through Paul. He said, there are many giftings. He said, in fact, you can eagerly desire the best of them. Alright? Of course, that paints a picture that the Holy Spirit is one and his demonstration in us is very, very plenty. They are diverse. You can choose. If when I see what God is doing in your life, I will go and pray to convert it in my life. Because what makes this happen in your life, possible in your life, he is in my life too. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's why Paul said convert. If it was not possible, he would not tell you to convert the best gift. So the teaching that we all have different gifts is wrong. We all have different manifestations of the Spirit, yet. That one is right. What did I say at the end? Yet. So what I'm seeing in my life is not the finality of the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. If I say it in that brother and I know the Holy Spirit did cause that to happen, I can go and pray it walking through my life too. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And that's why in 1 Corinthians 13, you see Paul starting, he is a continuation of 1 Corinthians 12, of course. Are we together? Now, if you see how the style happened in, let's say now, he said, though I speak with the tongues of men. Now, he's trying to compare. Like I said, he's not saying something strange entirely. Paul is trying to do comparison. He's still within context. He was talking about giftings and the fact that at the tail of 1 Corinthians 12, he said, okay, convert the one you even like. But the emphasis was still what? Giftings. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So now you see Paul comparing giftings and fullness. And we'll see it even chiefly in verse 9 of this part of scripture. Take for instance verse 9 before we come back here in 10. Let's see it very briefly. It says, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. Are you seeing that now? It's talking about part. Look at verse 10. It then says, but when that which is perfect has what? Then that which is in part will what? So what is the goal now? Why are we tilting towards? Why are we moving towards the perfect? Perfect, yeah, it means wholeness, completeness. Are we together? So Paul is like, okay, we can be talking about part, but when we see the perfect, we should leave the part for what? The perfect. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? But for years, you see people misunderstanding the scripture and saying, we know in part. Part. So no. God is not an author of confusion. He can't say we know in part and then says, if you know me, you cannot continue your sin. And that's why I have a biases. I have a problem with this idea of gospel is known to preachers in part. It's a lie. It's not true. The gospel is not like people in a marketplace, like someone gave an analogy. It's not true. And this one is selling mangoes and this one. And I see people excited because truly there is no knowledge. Now, I'm not trying to insult. If the gospel is like that, we're in trouble. Alright? If, for instance, the gospel is like people in a marketplace that are selling diverse products, then this simply means that three of you, mango, banana, apple, for instance, isn't it? It simply means that if my pastor is Pastor 8, all I know is mango. If my pastor is Pastor Phil, all I have is what? Banana. And if my pastor is what? Pastor Emmanuel, all I can have is what? Apples. So at the end of everything, I don't look like Christ. I look like banana. I look like what? Mango. Let me put it in a language you understand. I have money. The other people have good relationship, but they don't have money. The other people can do deliverance, but they don't have money and good relationship. That's why, are you people get what I'm trying to explain? That's why sometimes you can see Christians who are good in an aspect of Christianity but very wicked in their life. Is a man that has stayed in the place of prayer. He has prayed his life out. But you see, the contest for praying himself was even wrong. All he wants to see is, he wants to bring nations to the obedience to Christ. With what database? Wrong database. All he knows is realms, portals, dimensions, and not Christ. It still amounts to nothing. And my pain in this generation is that people don't have the impetus to stay on what is right. They can be staying on what is right till something popular pass them. You see them looking at the popularity. When something that is popular pass them like a trend, they follow. Like I called one singer before. I said, why is it that when new song come, you want to sing new song every time the next worship that you have in church? I said, find rest in your soul. Learn songs. Worship never run old in the realm of the spirit. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Worship is never old. One of my best collection of Hillsong till today is 212, 211. I sing them almost every day. Today I was coming, I was singing, so close I believe you holding me now in your hands. I'm sure some of you are just like, that song, that my song. You just remembered it. Some be like, I've never even heard this one before. Probably those that were born again not too long. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But if you have been here, some of you say, I remember this song. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Jesus, lover of my soul. What did that song do that we left it? The moment a new song comes, no. Not like the song is bad. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? We just like new things. There was a time that if you go everywhere, it's the lion and the lamb. There was a season. There is no church you go to. That's the song you hear.
But immediately, another one came. You were great. Yes, you were. There was a season. As I said, now some people are like, that powerful song. But always think it has lost its power when a new song comes. Are you beginning what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Some Christians, they know the truth till something popular passes by. They are praying, they know Christ. They are playing, they are being, we are completing Christ. Not lacking anything. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Till somebody now passes with, there's a realm where you speak with the Elijahs. And they hear, Realm of the immortals. Where when you sin, God kills you. Because you have, my goodness. And you now ask, how many of you want to enter the realm of the immortals? Some people be growing. You want to enter where if you sin, they will kill you. Huh? If you had entered, some of you know that you would have died by now. We like popular things. I was speaking to one of my friends from Abuja. I said, why did you? Because some of these people, you know, there's what we call, I was telling my wife when we met, because she was wondering, how do you know some of these guys so close that you talk to them and you are younger than them? I said, there's what we call ministerial age, and what we call actual age. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? There are a lot of people older than me, they are not my mate spiritually. It's not pride. Because before they were born again, I was preaching. You cannot come to Benue when you last year and expect to know Benue more than me that I've been here for 4 years. And that's why they respect us. Listen to me carefully. It's not pride. It's the truth. I have younger people I've learned the word of God from. I used to tell you guys this one young. I was over 21. He was 16. Yet I was humble enough to always tell him to correct me. You know, when I just have one difficulty in him, I know his aspect. I would just say, my man, this side of it, what do you think? And he will say it. I was never proud because I did not know it. My age did not give me the knowledge. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So we're talking one time and I asked the preacher. I said, tell this your friend, this apostle, so apostle. I said, why are you preaching this kind of thing? We know where he came from. He should stop this kind of teaching. And he said, sir, we spoke about it too. I said, what did he say? He said, this is not what is trending. He wants to be saying things that make people move. So you see, when you talk about the finished work of Jesus, how your sins have been forgiven, how you've been bought with the price, somebody's just looking at you so mild. Wow. Wow. Glory. Glory. Now just come in the same meeting and say, there were men that walked the earth. There's a realm called Elijah, where when you enter, fire comes up and down from above. Elijah is not just a name, it's a system. Are you seeing how the atmosphere too is? You are feeling charged. Is it compared to when you now come and start saying Jesus has paid for your sins? And right now you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You don't do anything to be righteous. Righteousness you receive by faith. Some people look at it and say, oh, so mild, so simple. They've learned how to work hard for everything in their life. So when you are saying righteousness by works, it's right. They're like, no. Chaduwakewo. Now the song is not bad. I'm trying to illustrate something. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Chaduwa chocho. We have to chaduwa. You know, a young man years ago on campus, he went and prayed. He said then he now, after 1 week when he finished breaking the fast, he now went to a particular scene he was doing. You know, a particular sexual sin like that. And he came to me. He started crying. He said, sir, I have fasted. I fasted so and so. And mainly I finished 2 years later. So I broke my fast with this thing. I said, hey, calm down. Don't cry. Calm down. Then I'm not helping to explain. I said, so you fasted so well to do the sin so well. He said, yes, sir. I said, aha. So now, what is the conclusion? What can you say? Because I would like you to talk your own before I talk my own. I said, what can you say about this situation now? He says, is it that the fasting is not right? I said, oh, fasting is good, though. It's very right. He said, is it that the prayer does? I said, prayer is good. The problem is that when they say prayer, you have your own definition to prayer. When they say fasting, you have your own definition to fasting.
actually, this kind goeth out not, the Bible said, by what? The problem again is interpretation. Do you know what most people think there? When the Bible says this kind, they think it's a kind of demon. There is no kind of demon that goeth out by prayer and fasting. I know now, as I say this one, now people are like, hey, there's no kind. You know, some people tell you that, and I am standing under the authority of Christ to say it's a big lie. Some people tell you that you grow in ranks to remove certain demons. That I went to some place, and when I heard about the demon, I knew my rank has not reached. You that have not even started praying, where is your rank? So you now begin to see such people like demigods. You know, I was watching something on YouTube with my wife one time, and there was this guy that sings gospel song. I'm not a fan of tattoo and earrings during worship. I was showing her while he was singing, people were standing up from wheelchair. I said, see what God is doing with this one with earrings and tattoo all over his body. Then somebody who has never put earring in his life said there was a demon that when he went there, are you listening to me? That's not me affirming that character. You know what I'm trying to say? The tattoos and the rest. If God can use such a vessel, alright, because you see, God will use you the way you come, whether with earrings, whether you tattoo, whether God will use you. But you see, God using you is not an affirmation that what you are doing is right. He comes to you the way you are. You don't change to encounter God. You encounter God to change. So when you come to God, like the prodigal son, he hugged the prodigal son with his sins. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? Before the prodigal son confessed his sins, while he was about to, God hugged him to show you that God does not save you from sin because of confession. He doesn't forgive your sin because of confession. The Bible calls that righteousness like a what? Filthy rag before God. Because it will make you proud. That's why you see people talking in a very proud manner. And if any young person stands up to be threatening what they are saying from scriptures, like one that said something like this, he said, not to condemn them, I respect them too. Now he said, if you pray, if you want to walk in the power of God, he said you will pray 5 hours for 5 years. I hit my hand. The first day I saw that thing, I hit my hand on the table. I said, this is rubbish. My pain is to my generation. What kind of message is that? What would people be thinking in their houses as young people? Imagine you were confronted with such a message or interfaced with such a message. You'll be thinking that all the prayer, all the knowledge you have are useless. And when Satan confronts your family, you'll be waiting after 5 years to remove him. Who told you that? Are you people listening to me tonight? Who told you that lie? Even about making heaven, some people think you have to do this, blah, blah, blah. No! What of the thief beside Jesus? He went to heaven without entering any water. He didn't enter any water. Pastor Peter went for, what will I call it, interview. When he went to see his people, in-laws, they now took him to their church, some sort of. I'm sure they are watching me, they should learn. And they were asking him questions. They said, have you been baptized? And now I told him to go. Because we knew what they wanted to do. So I said, because of the respect for the in-law, the father especially, go. And when you go, make sure you preach to them. But go to show respect to the man because he told you to come. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And so he went. And they said, no, he has to enter a river. He said, no, he's not entering any river. He is full with the Holy Spirit. Very full. Then I remember he said, he told them, he said, what of the thief by the cross? He said, did he enter heaven without entering water? They said, because water was not close. Who is Jesus? Living water. And they say, water was not close. When they punch his belly, the water not gush out. And you are saying water was not close. Water was plenty. Is it these things are the problem, the reason why people look at Christianity in a very shabby, casual manner. No respect for Christianity. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Obviously practicing things that are wrong. That's why our children sometimes, as we grow up, young people sometimes, their appetite for the things of God is wearing off. They don't see any sense going to church. Like we had a case today, we were talking about it, and I hate injustice. From a child, I hate anything injustice. I don't even have the slightest impetus to stand injustice. My parents know me, my mother especially those days we go in the back. If you are doing amebo close to me with your children, you are finished. When I heard it, I said, so my, I would say, who asked you people? How did you know? My mother would say, stand up and leave this place. You know, ladies like Amebo very well, especially with their mother. They would do Amebo and Amebo and Amebo. And she said something to me. She said something to somebody. I mean, she said, if you want to hear the truth, meet Prophet Simon. If you don't like truth, don't meet him. He doesn't use to pity even family. That's why my sisters, if they come and cry, they beat me, I will say, what did you do first? Well, people are supporting their sister. You are saying, what did I do? I say, firstly, the person may be able to even beat me. That's number one. We have to be realistic about life. What if I go, they beat me? Is it not a bigger disgrace? In fact, it's better we now assume that your brother can beat. Just say you did not see your brother. Let the person assume I can beat him. You know, I have my respect and you have your respect too, that your brother is powerful. Your brother goes now and they beat him. You know, there was this young man who liked my sister. They called him Maye. You know what Maye means in Hausa? Wizard. For we as young people in the barracks to agree that this boy is a wizard, there's a reason. If you jam leg with Maye in the field, your leg will bend. It's not a joke. There's a young man we call Atiku. His real name is Alice. He's a lieutenant today in the military. He jammed his leg with Maye. If he's watching me now, he will remember. In our before our very eyes, his leg bent. We carry him to his father's house and drop and run away. Before the father will catch all of us. He didn't play ball for almost 1 year. Then Maye now told my sister. She did not answer. Say, you useless idiot. You think I'm your maid? Why did she insult Maye? Maye call you. Run away from Maye. You don't talk idiot. Is your. You know how ladies can talk sometimes. They want to toast you. Go. Why are you insulting the person that wants to toast? Is it bad that they want to toast you? See that idiot. They come. Am I a dog? Did he call you dog? He just. Is your name? If your name is not, what will you do? Be going. You are telling to reply. Idiot! God will punish you. Is your sister you are calling like that? So I told her, even if they are describing your body from behind, be going. How did you know it's you they are talking about? Be going. Don't pay attention. People don't know how to avoid trouble. Me, I know how to avoid trouble. And I told her, I was with my mother, we were just talking. You know, I can deal with my mother very well while I was going. And she came, I said, what happened? Say, Maye, he pushed me. I said, he now started crying. Come on, push. I've started rejecting the thing already. Because he's Maye, they called. I said, push. If they push somebody like this, did you fall? Say, no. I say, it's okay now. I ask her, my mother, let's go. She say, some people brothers, if they tell them, people brother will go and fight. But you, I don't know what kind of elder brother God gave me. I say, good elder brother, good peaceful one. At the end of the day, I did not fight my way. We were good, cool with ourselves. He left the barrack and I'm alive. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Wisdom is profitable to all. Direct. I don't know where Maya is today, but Maya should be somewhere. Me and my sister, we are alive. All right now. We had a case today and it was such a funny case. Now, the person who is the victim, the police allowed the person to go. The person who is the victor and the witness, people that came to witness at the end, we now hear they are all detained. We now hear they should pay money for bail. I look at the woman head to toe. I say, what is happening in this place? Before I finish making call, they have, because I was talking about Jerry traveled, so he's bringing some things. We're just talking before I came back. I heard that they've passed a bit, but they've done something. And I said, okay, what is this? They now say bail. I said, bail for who? I thought bail is free. Is bail not free in this country? I mean, Kai, Jesus Christ. I did not know where to look at, whether the stars or heaven. I'm like, God, come, let's talk with these people. What is happening in this place? I couldn't understand. I thought we were in a police station. And she said, hey, now need to just see us. We need to give us something. The person that invited you to go and arrest has gone. who they saw, two witnesses saw him stealing. He has gone. People that accuse him now should be bailed. Witness, innocent witnesses are detained. So I said, nobody is paying any money in this place. I got offended. I said, nobody should pay. Like, pastor, if you don't do them, do like that, they will delay you. I said, well, that's the problem of this country. See, let me tell you people something. When they say they live peaceably with all men, they did not say be mumu. At some point, you are not living peace. You are living in peace. You are just being a fool. And when we talk, they'll say, no, he's a pastor. He should be licking people's face. That's rubbish. Jesus flogged people with koboko. Are you listening to me? And he's still good. It's still good. He said, how will a man of God be chancing a police officer like that? I have a wife. I'm going with my child. You come and stop. I will chance the hell out of your living day. I mean, you will. My goodness. Imagine Jesus had a wife. He didn't have one. But imagine. And they come and slap his wife. Jesus, you know, how many of you have watched... What scripture? What's that? What's the name of that movie? Iron Bender, Airbender. What they call it? Avatar. You see Jesus commanding the sand and the whole earth. And Jesus will say things like, "Let no one dust remain." That was foolishness. I said nobody should. Now they may be wondering why is pastor being hard. See, if we keep on keeping quiet to foolishness like this nation, I asked them there. I say, is this what you people are practicing as a nation and are blaming people up there? That's what I asked them. You see this kind of woman, if she is Tinubu, she is worse than Tinubu. If she's a president today, she will be 10 times bad. That's why I say this country, if we must make progress, righteousness must find expression. The Bible says it is righteousness that what? Exalts a nation. It is righteousness, no political parties. I tell you the truth. If you like, put anybody there, we still move the way we have been moving. What exalts a nation is righteousness. He said, but sin is a reproach. That's why righteous men must enter politics. Are you listening to me? Very righteous men must enter. See, some of you, that thing, that pull in your spirit about politics that you are ignoring, accept it. Oh, are you hearing me? Accept it, excluding Pastor Peter. See, he just was, as I said it, he was happy. He started writing it down. I will accept it. No, not you inside. You know, he was a comrade before he met me. He wants to finish it. Please sit down. I almost forgot you guys. So back to base. You see, many people who have this perspective about the gospel are mistaken. Now, like that man said, he said, 5 years, you pray in tongues, you start touching the power of God. Meanwhile, he said, the moment the Holy Spirit fills you as an individual, was that not what Jesus said? He said, you'll be enduring what? Power from they left after the disciples were filled. Did they go? Did they start? No, it's not like prayer is bad. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Yes, see, prayer for many plenty weightier things. That's why I wonder if I see somebody praying in tongues and is using that prayer to want to kill demons. You are wasting the use of tongues. Tongues is not to kill demons. It's to build up your word. Most holy faith. That's why the Bible said this kind going out is the unbelief that was a contest there. It's not a demon. This kind of unbelief going out not from you except by what? Praying. What is praying? I have the life of God. I have the glory of God in my... I'm full of the power of God. That's prayer. Faith is rising. Unbelief is dying. Is diminishing. Is checking out. And as you pray, the word of God is highlighted in your soul. As you fast. Why do we fast? Else is hunger strike. You caught a word in the morning and the Lord say fast as regards this. You begin to fast. Even though your mother is sick and you are fasting, you are not fasting. What gets your mother healed? Is an algorithm. As you are fasting, the word of God will grow. Then the anointing will spread. Then when you speak your mother to be healed, she will be healed. That's how fasting gets your mother healed. Don't think, okay, what is fasting used for? To get people healed. Not directly, but indirectly. Because what fasting will do first is to highlight, emphasize the word of God in your soul. You just be taking the word. That's why you are avoiding food. You are taking the word. You avoid WhatsApp. You are taking the word. You avoid Facebook. And I tell people sometimes your fasting that will be more effective for you is just to avoid WhatsApp and Facebook. It is even better than not eating. You focus on the word of God. You focus. Suddenly the anointing begins to grow within you. Suddenly you speak a word. It travels with a higher frequency. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So Jesus said, this kind of unbelief going out not except you stay with the word of God in prayer and fasting. That's what he said. There is no special fasting that checks out demon. People of God, are you listening to me tonight? So that you don't go back home misinformed with a wrong ideology that I have to be praying 5 hours every day. No! Who told you that? And when somebody asks a question in that same video, genuine question, he said he thought the work, our work with God is different. It's different per individuals. There was no direct answer. Yet, if you observe, it was an offensive answer. He said, if you want me to tell you that you should... No! There's a rank in the spirit as you are, I don't know who is the laziest here, who became born again yesterday. If you became born again yesterday, if you go to vindicate all the demons with the consciousness of who you are, all the demons will run away for their lives. That's how powerful you are. I think we get what I'm trying to explain to you. That's how powerful you are, a believer. Who you are, the consciousness of who you are, is bigger than anything yet as a believer in your life. Forget everything yet. Just understand who you are first. If you know who you are, your fasting will make sense. Your prayer will produce result. Your fasting will produce. But if you don't know who you are, you'll be fasting and praying, no result in your life. The slightest cockroach in your bedroom, you will run away from. You run outside that a demon is inside the house. There are a lot of people like that, especially ladies. They can't sleep in the night if nobody is in the house, and they claim they are Christians. Faith has not risen in their heart. It has not. There's a certain posture you have with God that when rat pass, you will not jump the way you used to jump like that again. You can't jump. You know, even my wife, as Mama T that she was, when we got married, she saw cockroach. And I said, from the parlor. And I ran inside. Pastor Simon. Oh, my wife and cockroach. I said, what is it? She said, Jesus Christ. I said, Jesus Christ. I looked at it. I was so disappointed. 101% disappointed. With anger. I don't know where to start from. I just carried broom, killed it, carried it and threw. And I started saying, God, what is this? When I went back to prayer, I said, cockroach. It got to a point. What is it, cockroach? I said, kill it. I jammed the door, I lock her inside, and I go to another place. I said, if you don't kill it, let it kill you. Now I was teaching her faith. Because one day my child will grow, Shekinah. And she'll see mommy running. If mommy is running, who am I not to run? So I've trained her heart now, it's strong. She can kill cockroach. In fact, she can kill anything now. That's a little part of the washing of the word I did for her. Are you all listening to me tonight? Back to base, like I said, that perspective of the gospel is like a marketplace is very wrong. These people are not bad people, they are just misinformed. It's wrong. Because the Bible said that the formula is this, that if you know me, you cannot what? Continue in your sin. To know them means to perfectly know God. You can know God. Tell your neighbor you can know God. You know, people have said things like, who can know you, Baba? Who can ever know you? You are too big to be known. He did not tell you he's too big to be known. It is emotions that told us that he's too big to be known. We saw our infirmity too much. If you major on your weaknesses, you'll be saying things that will not please God. I'm telling you the truth. When you start saying things like, we are nothing but pencils in the hand, it's a mistake. It's a Wale Adenuga production. It's not a spirit production. My flesh, and it's not unbroken body he gave us. So listen carefully. It was a broken body, the crucified body. I don't think you got that. It's not the body that was subjected to weakness that Jesus said we are partakers of. When he took the bread, he said, "This is a substitute for my body." Then the Bible said, "When he broke it, their eyes were open." You see that? Remember what he explained in John 2 about his body. He said his body
is more like the old tabernacle that couldn't house God. And that's why instead of God being in man, God needed to be in some decorums on the earth. You know, they need to design some things, and a measure of God was inside. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Which was a picture. You know, the reason for anything in the physical, the ark of the covenant that was housing God, the reason why there was an ark was because our body was not qualified. I don't know how you people get what I'm trying to say. So we can connect our body to the ark. That the reason why there's ark and it's decorated like this is because this body is not fit to house God. So Jesus came with that body. When he destroyed the body, the curtain was torn. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain? And men had access to the holiest of all. Because the body represented what? The old temple. And that's why the Bible said, if it's a lie, why did he say your bodies today are the temples of the Holy Ghost? So you see, now our bodies are qualified to house God. That's more like the summation of everything God is trying to achieve as kingdom. If you look at the final part of the book of Revelation, the Bible said, and finally, it will be said that the tabernacle of God is now with men, and he will reign on the earth forever. More like the finality of everything. That's why without your body, kingdom is not possible. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you tonight? So when you see people saying those kind of things, you know God, we just showed you in 1 Corinthians 13 and 10. Yes, it is possible to know in parts. And we connected it to 1 Corinthians 13 1. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? Are you following me? You see, in comparing parts and fullness, in the scriptures here in verse 10, they substituted fullness for what? The perfect. The root word means completeness. And what? Perfection. Are we together? So see the comparison between gifting and fullness. Now he said, though I speak in tongues of men, what's that? Gifts. But I have not love. I have become what? Sounding brass, or a what? Clanking cymbal. So you see, it is possible to be praying in tongues and don't know God. To have not love there simply means to have not God, or to know not God, because God is love. And the Bible said it is not praying in tongues that means you are spiritually mature. It said he that can love has passed from death unto life. He didn't say he that can pray in tongues. That's why verse 8, very, very fast, it says something very unique. It says, love never fails. But whether there are what? Prophecies, they will what? Fail. Whether there are what? Tongues, they will what? You see, there's a day tongue will cease. But the only thing that will never stop is love. Whether there's knowledge, it will vanish away. All those physics and the rest, it will go. But love never fails. That's why the Bible says that there's faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of all these is love. The word greatest in the Greek there means the most mature. Yes, let me stop like that. The one that is mature in these three is love. Meaning you can walk in faith, walk in hope, but if you're not walking in love, you're not mature. You know this statement, people say good people die. To be good does not mean you are walking in love. Give me verse 2 of this part of scripture. And what does it mean to be truly good? Good should not be described from man's perspective. It should be described from what? God's perspective. For instance, the Bible said how Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. And he went about sharing rice. Doing what? How was he doing the good? Sharing rice? Sharing beans? Sharing wheelchairs? Removing people from witches. That's doing good now. Showing forth the anointing. Peter said, I don't have money to give you anything. No. But such as I have, I give unto you. Stand up and walk. He was doing good there. That's doing good. When you stand as verifier in your family and no demons can even interfere, you are doing good. And the procedure still is doing good, though, because you are praying and they are saying this, your prayer is too much, you still ignore. You'll be a little bit stubborn and be praying. You are doing good. I told my parent one time, boldly, I said, if I had not prayed the way I prayed and knew God the way I know. You see all these things people wanted me to achieve as a military man and as a doctor outside the country, you would have not lived to see even quarter of it. And I told them I'm telling you the truth, without apology, because I saw the day Satan stood up to kill my father. Before my very eye, a red big spirit, he carried cutlass and hit my father on the chest.
Everybody stood up and were consoling, touching my mother's mouth. Ah, Pastor Simon, what is wrong? What is wrong? I saw when that spirit hit my father on the chest. He responded with cough, like he had tuberculosis in the physical. Nobody saw that spirit. I saw it. I woke up, entered the room because I saw how he hit my dad like a shadow, big shadow. And as I lay hands on my dad, I spoke in tongues, two syllables. Everything stopped. It happened more than two times. It stopped. The day I had a burden to pray in the spirit, I had one burden when I was a student in 2011. I started praying in tongues in the night. The Bible says we have received the fervent of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes someone touches you, you feel like praying. Pray. It says he has given us his yokes and burdens so that we'll find rest. If you don't fulfill that yoke and burden, you will not find rest. You just hear that somebody has died in your family. There's no rest. The only way you will enjoy true rest for your soul is when, if he initiates a body in your heart, fulfill that body that has been initiated by prayer. You pray until you feel a release. You feel peace that you cannot stop. So I woke up in the night and I said, pray. I prayed and I slept up. The next day my mother called me. My son, something happened. Oh, your dad went out with his friend, blah, 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 blah. And for some reason, he didn't want to drink outside. As a military man, they always shock once in a while those days. It's now that he has repented. And when he came back home, the drink was in a nylon. And when they kept the nylon, they put the drink, in a cup. And they observed one thing in the drink, like a living thing. More like beating small, and it's just swelling up. The drinks are pouring, just swelling up. They took it outside, and when they forced a stick and punctured it, blood came out from the thing. That simply means if you took that thing, it is his stomach that will be swelling up, and finally he will die. And somehow my parents may not say we don't know how this thing happened. It's just God, you know. Sometimes. I knew only you will know when it happens. I just remember when the Lord woke me last night and I started praying in tongues. They called me one time, my sister had hepatitis B, blah, 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 blah. People were coming for I went back home. The Lord pray. I kept everything. I prayed in tongues. It vanished because I was around. Are you people listening to me? I was not just in the family. I was standing as a gatekeeper. I'm saying, Satan, you can't enter here. No, you can't enter this family. The blood standing at the doorpost of my family, I represent that. Somebody said, that's pride. It's not pride. He said, when you get to any doorpost, you angel of death, immediately you see blood on the doorpost, go to the next door. Be going. If you see blood, be going. Those ones, they are not supposed to be touched. He will not need to open our eyes. Are all of you believers? As long as there is blood on the doorpost, touch nobody inside the room. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? Now, my family may have not all been born again yet, but who am I? The blood on the doorpost of my family. As long as I'm in this family, they may not yet be all born again. Satan, none of them is permitted to die. See, these are realities in scriptures that if you believe them, if you see them and believe them, you will enjoy life. That's why some people will tell you, if God is real, why did my father die? If you knew this, your father would have not died. He has given us, he did not say some, he said all that we need. You see that? Meaning God is not the reason. It means that God has given us something powerful in the realm of the spirit that will negate anything, even death. Premature death. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Somebody is 17, he died. They say it's God that took. Which God? Is he lacking angels in heaven? And there's this lie, emotional lie. He has fulfilled his destiny. How? Let's be realistic. He died. And Satan happened to him. Let me tell you the truth. See, if you don't take your faith serious, Satan will take you out. I'm not exaggerating. I'm telling you fact. A woman who was a former witch was in an interview. Sometimes these things are true. In the US, you can tell she was into really witchcraft. They sent her to a pastor in South Africa to go and get him down. She couldn't touch the pastor. She had to take the son of the pastor. And the pastor wanted to preach, true life story. And in her head that his son has been kidnapped. He wanted to leave the preaching. The Lord said, finish my message. People need my word. And while he was teaching, he just obviously was crying. People did not know what was happening. He was just teaching in faith. And as the witch was carrying the boy, they kidnapped the boy. She said, an angel appeared to her and said, you were not scared to touch the boy of my servant? You were not scared to touch the child of my servant? Say, who are you that you were not scared? And fear gripped her. And she carried the boy back to where she saw the boy and went and kept him back. He said, when a man's way pleases the Lord, even his enemies are at peace with him. There are many demons in this town at peace with us. We are not, they are just at peace with us. They said, that one, don't go near to them. They will finish you. They don't have a choice. You don't understand. In this world, you are living without a spiritual edge. It's not about hearing some people say, we Africans, we anything we believe in as somebody they do and for village. Leave village first. Without the spiritual, even the money you are looking for, you will not get it. He said, I've given you what? It takes power to have money. Why are you thinking Yahoo people are entering into the spirit realm now? Young boys. They finish BSU, still very poor. Did everything now. They say, let's touch blood. They start puncturing into the supernatural. Then the money start coming. What is the connection between the supernatural and money? Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You want to touch that kind of money in your heart with this kind of prayer life? You want, really joking. And at a point, let me tell you, you must serve one master. He said, if you don't serve me, he did not say you serve money. Oh, there's a spirit hiding behind money. It's called mammon. If you go and do the check, the check for that spirit, is that spirit sucks blood. That's why you see all of them outside Christ. It's blood. They must touch blood to make the money. They don't care. Human beings, they've have you not seen things on Facebook? Catch somebody, chop off his head. You are there crying, they are there smiling. They catch me, I don't lose anything. I mean, some are telling you there's a day I'll die. 5 years time. I met a very small boy at the mechanic. Just talking with this boy. The Holy Spirit says, firstly, the way the Lord did it, he was just interested in me. So I found out, even he said, sorry sir, he helped me to carry my bike. And he wants the cow. No pride, I don't know whether he's like that every day. And suddenly he said, sorry sir, I just like the way you look. I said, okay, thank you. He said, are you a pastor? I said, yes. Then we went, okay. I said, and I told him, what church do you go? Because of course, the door has been open. I will not take that for granted. He said, no, I don't go to church. I went to church last 3 years, 4 years ago. I said, hey, how old are you? He said, he's just 20. I'll be 19. I said, and you went to church? 19, 20. No lies. I said, what are you doing with your life? I couldn't hold it. You're not going to church, not even anyone close to your area. He said, no. I said, my brother. It entered my brother now. I said, my brother, what happened? What happened? He said, sir, I don't believe in God. See? Gen Z. You see these people they call Gen Z? Any small thing they'll be telling you they don't believe in God. And I said to him, why will you not believe in God? What did God do to you? When he now asked me a question, I said, hey, breaking about losing somebody, blah, blah, blah. I said, I saw his face. He wanted God. He said, sir, when can I come and see you? I want to really understand what you are saying. But before we got there, when he came the next day, he said, sir, before you start, I want to... Now, I think I finished preaching. He said, can you finish what I said yesterday? I will get to that soon before we end. He said, can you finish what you started yesterday? You see, the gospel, the Bible explains the book of Revelation. He said, it's sweet. That's why you need to pay the price to labor to understand the word of God. It's not your word, it's his word. He has his own algorithm for drawing people. Don't try to form a gospel. Don't form a message. Use his message. His message is the sequel for the harvest. And that's the gospel. That's what he said in Romans 1:16. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto what? Salvation to everybody that believes. And somebody may say, they must believe before they are saved. Of course, they have to believe. But the properties, everything it takes for their believing is not in them. It's in the message which is in the believer. Did you get what I just said? It's in the message which is in the believer. Faith cometh by hearing. Where is that message? It's in you. Do you know the gospel? What it takes for somebody to have faith in God is in you. When you go and preach the gospel, they don't just feel like believing you. It is what you are preaching that will steer them to believe. I don't know whether you are getting. I'm trying to explain to you. Meaning, what it takes an unbeliever to believe, what it takes for an unbeliever to believe, he doesn't have it until you show up. Are you seeing why it's dangerous not to preach? And that's why the Bible said the endless expectation of creation await the manifestation. Let me do this thing so that you people will understand me. Take this to be faith. This book, the Bible, take it to be faith. Alright? Yes, it's to be an unbeliever. He doesn't have anything that it takes to believe. Well, how does faith come? Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing the gospel. Yes, many, if you didn't hear the gospel, you would not have faith to believe the gospel. That's why the Bible told us in Ephesians 2. It says even faith is a gift. Lest anybody should boast. It's not of your own accord that you desire to have faith. There is something that caused that steered faith to find a special from your inside and make you a believer. More like Newton third law of motion. For everyone, action. There's what? An equal and opposite reaction. It's just that for this. Alright, meaning if we didn't preach this Bible, the faith it would take for this guy to believe. I think we have a better analogy. Give me this jotter now. As I'm teaching the word of God, he's writing where? Here. Many, if I was not doing this, he would not have anything here. So, as I'm teaching the word of God, what it takes for this guy to go back home and live a glorious life is it's just his notes. If there was no this, there would be no that. So, is this one of his own accord? Does he own this one? Can he boast about this one he's holding? Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Even faith is a gift. That's why the Bible said the endless expectation of creation await what? The manifestation of sons. If we don't show up, there is no hope for creation. Because everything it will take, see it now. Everything it will take for this man to be a believer, he's with me. I am doing this, he's getting this. The guy is not born again. Have you preached? The lady is living anyhow. You are such a shallow Christian. You are condemning. See, mature Christians don't condemn, they preach. They preach so much with their life before they even preach with their words. Are you beginning what I'm trying to say? You should have been preaching for long. There is no way that brother will receive Jesus if you are the one quarreling the most in the compound. Meaning you lack patience. How can you claim to have to walk with the Spirit and not have his fruits? Are you listening to me? How? Very practical. How can you claim to be a Christian and you listen to worldly songs? How can you claim to be a Christian and every lady in your class in school knows you are flirting with them? How? If you by adventure go to preach, you are even disgracing the kingdom of God. You should not even go to preach. Are you listening to me? It is what is working that we are dishing out. We are not saying something different from our lifestyle. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? It is what is working in us that we are dishing out. That's what makes the gospel so powerful. That's why Jesus said, let your light so shine before men. Say, I'm living well. You people are not the one not seeing it. They should see it if it's working. People should see it if it's working. If you are a Christian, people should know you are a Christian. And this young man, remember the Bible has said, if I be lifted up on the cross, he said, in that capacity, I will draw all men to myself. Such a beautiful part of scripture. Till today, it's one of my best part of scripture. He said, if I be lifted up on the cross, and I don't mean kindly, with all due respect, we don't mean that is a lifting Jesus higher. No, that's not it. He said, if I be lifted up on the cross, meaning if we properly revealed the mystery behind the cross. Paul said, I want to know nothing amongst you but Christ. That's what will do surgery in your hearts and give you the heart of flesh. That's what will make you kind. That's what will make you loving. Else there will be no difference between you and Elijah. Cold and fire like Elijah did. He rebuked them and said, you don't know the manner of spirit you have. This is the uniqueness of us in the New Testament. Are you listening to me? He said, in this capacity I will draw. I saw that in that young man that morning. While I teach the gospel. soul. I saw his eyes. They were red. He started flowing with so much tears. And he said to me, I felt the presence of the Holy Ghost. He said, sir, nobody will hear these things and reject God under heaven. Oh my goodness. That was the best sound I heard that day. He said, nobody can hear this thing and reject God. And he received Jesus immediately and confessed to me the charms. He told me about the charms. And finally he said, sir, I thought we had a covenant that I would die at age 35. Ah! He said, I don't want to live long. That was my covenant. I said, young man, there is another covenant higher than that covenant. Libro Kabbalah. Are you listening to me? It's, you know, how many of you have read the book by Kenyon called the Blood Covenant? Oh my God. There's a covenant higher than that covenant. It's with God's blood. And when you take that blood, when you partake of that covenant, your life becomes eternal. Because the eternal spirit enters into you. And you live beyond 35. I said, see, if I be a man of God, young man, you will live beyond 35. That high priest, who is actually a low priest, that said that thing to you, cannot be compared to my Father God. The Bible says, we have an high priest who liveth eternally to make intercessions for us. Your high priest used to die. These are our own daughters used to die. When they die, they'll come and look for one family member to make the next one. But this our own high priest does not die. He liveth forever. You go there, you see him. You go next year, you find him there. He's still young and fresh. What a high priest. They say they have everything in the world. Say, why their business succeeds is because they are using charm and blood. You are worried. Do you know what you have at your arsenal? Your arsenal. Innumerable multitude of angels. Don't disgrace God. Tell somebody, don't disgrace God. Elisha said, ah, Lord, forgive this young man. Open his eyes so that he may see the source of my confidence. You see, when you have spiritual sight, it determines your character. Kalabrahandish. The man was bold. Soldiers covered everywhere. Soldiers everywhere. Soldiers everywhere. Elisha. Bold, warming himself. When Gehazi complained enough, he said, Lord, open his eyes. Open it! Open it! When his eyes were open, he saw angels. Now, the angels he saw were so many, he couldn't even see those soldiers anymore. Do you get what I just said? It's not like Satan does not exist. That's why some Christians have a problem with us. From the plane we are in the realm of the spirit, the kind of things around us, we can't help. They've covered the many troubles around. That's why there's a song that says, it may seem like we're surrounded, but we are actually surrounded by him. Are you listening to me tonight? Gehazi could not see soldiers again. He only saw angels. Now listen, brothers and sisters, that was the kind of angels for the child of God in the Old Testament. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to explain to you. That was the kind of angels. If you want to know the kind of angels that follow people in the Old Testament, go and check the number of soldiers. There were more than 3,000 for one man called Elisha. More than 3,000. Listen, Satan is not scared. He's not going to be careful about throwing all of his arsenals for one God's anointed person. Satan can invest everything he has in hell just to catch one anointed person. Look at the number of soldiers. But Elisha was warming himself because he had spiritual sight. He knew what he had. He was seeing it. Gehazi was not seeing it. Gehazi was showing him soldiers, but he couldn't see the soldiers. He only was seeing angels around. And when his eyes were open, he said, gee, what is it? He said, Jesus. But I'm sure if he was in our days, he would have said, Jesus. He was shocked, the Bible said. He couldn't see any soldier again. Dear brothers and sisters, that's how it is in the New Testament. If they had that kind of angels in the Old Testament, that's why the Bible says our own is innumerable. Do you believe these things? You see, don't just be crying to needs. Command needs to come. I don't know if you have forgotten, or you can call for money. Command them to come. Some people say, don't allow some people who are frustrated in their faith talk to you. They say, see, all this calling of money, go walk. Oh, see, Hard work does not make people rich. I don't know that you have heard this. So hard work is good, but that's not what makes people rich. If you walk without the consciousness of the blessed, you walk in vain. He told Adam, you will walk, you will toil. That was a curse. You will toil money till night and eat. That was a curse. There are certain works. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
There are certain works. The Lord was telling me, he said, fast about the businesses you are starting in church. Before I started fasting, somebody called me and said, I want to partner. I think I shared a link with Brother Donald today. And then the Lord asked me, he said, see, you've not started it yet. People are calling you to partner with you. Watch if you do it. You need spiritual power over for business. He said, what if you do it? If you do what I said. You can't be poor. You can't be poor. See, it's the way you see life that is the problem. You cannot be poor. Say, after church, I don't think I have transport to go back. You have. See, you have. You said, from today, this is the last, my days of trekking are over. You must insist. In the name of Jesus, I have more than enough. The problem is that you are confessing it and seeking for how it will happen. It's not your business to calculate how it will happen. Your only part of the equation is to command it to happen. You know, if you did chemistry, there's what we call balancing equation. You have to do your own part. There's a part God will do. Jesus said, I speak the word, the Father does the work.
Sir.
You speak it, the Father does the work. Do not take a thought by saying, how shall these things be? When you take a thought, you ask a useless question. They are calling for the money. How will the money come? How is it your business? That's not your business. You call it false. Are you listening to me? When we say things like, in the name of Jesus, we take this city. They say, what do they have to take it? It's not our business yet. Meanwhile, we confess the word of God. We take the city. I say, we have the most important tool for the taking over. It's the word. So madly greet the word of God in the city of Ephesus and the church. And that's why the devil is fighting your appetite for the word. Tell somebody, don't allow Satan use it to fight us. They say, share the word of God, you are reluctant. You see that? You are partnering with the devil. Share flyers, people should come to church, you are reluctant. Share this. You don't know that reluctance in your spirit is fueled by Satan. Probably you shared it to somebody. God is waiting to use your share to touch somebody's life. How many of you have been interfaced with people that say, this thing you said, bless me. This thing I saw, bless me. We have... So, in fact, one person in Pastor Peter's bridal, what they call that thing, men in suit, is a virtual member. When he was telling me his men in suit, he now said there's one of our member in Abuja. I said, do I know him? He said, sir, you have never met him. I said, and he's our member. He said, yes, sir. I said, since when? He called, yes. We've been having people like that. We've never met, but they are members. So strong a member that he is part of men in suit. And he went for that to tell me that he partners, and even the 1,000 every Sunday, the person is paying. You see what the word of the Lord does. That's why, you know, and don't come to that point of see finish. You know, the word hit. If you remember the first day you heard this word, you could not rest. It burned your whole soul. It set you on fire. Now you can even do odeshi. You can even chew chewing gum. God have mercy on your soul. While the word is going forth, you're on your path to hell. Let me go deeper and explain to you people some dynamics. Because many of you don't know a Satan that is in operation. Kenyon said the most important person to you in this world is the one that views your faith. Because we are told by God to live by faith and not by sight. Satan would, if you don't have what it takes to walk in faith, you are a dead Christian. Satan will fight the means to the source of your faith. He will fight your relationship with that person. Your hatred is your pastor. As long as that's a person that is a source of your faith. God is the ultimate source, but faith cometh by hearing. And some of us have voices to the word of God upon the face of the fivefold ministry. He will begin to fight. Suddenly seeing something you are not supposed to see. I think prophet is mistaken. I mean, you left your life the way your life is. You did not see the fault in your life. As your man of God, you are trying to see fault with this life that you have. You live your life. You know, people are funny. You lived your life. You have not finished checking your life out. Is your pastor you want to calculate his life? It's not like you heard that he has womanized or he has ever toast you or has a clue of toasting you. But you are trying to see if it's a sin. Ah, it's not possible. All these years, I think there's something. People leave churches that pastors are immoral. You will leave because the pastor confronted your foolishness. How beautiful. They leave churches that pastors are thieves. You left because you were corrected. Satan will always make the foolish foolish. Those that want to be foolish, he will always make them foolish. Now, you will think the man of God will be angry. Now, let's not lie. Probably for 1 or 2 days. But who is more at a loss? Is it the man of God? Even Paul said it in scripture. He said it will not be profitable for you when the pastor does not teach the word of God with joy. And this is not me trying to hype myself. I'm trying to show you that Satan will try to kill the most important relationship in your lives. Don't allow him. Relationships are more powerful than money. Don't allow him. He will try to kill through useless, you know, characters you have not dealt with. You were corrected, you got offended. Now you are offended. You think that's all. What of the world you are hearing now is least important. The offense is more important. You can't take this thing anymore. It's paining you. You can't wait to confront back. The word of God, which is most important, you've left it aside. It's your pain from the offense, from the correction. And listen, the devil is so cunning that after like 3 years, you realize how foolish you are. And at that time, like Judas, it may be too late for you. You may not have the humility of Peter to come back and apologize. That's why you have to guard your heart with all diligence. Are you listening to me, people of God? Oh my God. Who told you that while we were growing up, our spiritual fathers did not say things that made us to feel whether we are not even spiritual sons? But one thing was a law while we were growing up. You don't disrespect your spiritual. It was more like a law to us. It was a sin, a taboo. Those days while we were growing up, if we hear that somebody left his spiritual father, you will see young boys avoiding him. I'm telling you the truth, under heaven in Kaduna State. When we hear that this one was under a man and he just left, you see us avoiding him because he's a bad influence. See, maybe this one will leave. I better not follow. He leave his spiritual father. But these days, you left your spiritual father. Welcome to the hood. Now you are a man. Now you can explore the realms. At least we can test the waters. And you see people with nothing about discipleship in their life. This Sunday they are there. Another Sunday they are there. How many relationships? Every church there's a girlfriend. Everywhere they minister, there's a babe. That's how they are on their path to hell. You are singing for Jesus every day, and you are going to end up. They think it's a lie. Oh, you know, some of them will say, they say, "I lie, I'm eternally saved." Wait now, we'll see. If my name is Prophet Simon, we'll see. Paul said, "I will not want to chase the wind at the end." Let it not be said I'm chasing the wind at the end. He said, that is why, while I preach to others, I keep my body under subjection. So that after I'm done preaching, I will not become a castaway. If you like, say nothing, blah, blah, blah. We have seen it in the Bible. Are you listening to me? But this is the good news. The good news is not that you should be scared of all these things. The Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? If you truly have the nature of God, you have escaped. All this disobedient spirit will go away. You will not be part of it. One time I was talking with my wife, and we're talking about somebody that really hurt me. Not as my spiritual father. While we're growing up, even on campus. And I said to her, I said, for the fact that I've ever sat down to hear this man talk, I was taught that we don't bite the finger that ever fed us. I said, that's why I'm very calm and I'm behaving like nothing ever happened. She said, Pastor Simon, this is your booze loss. Yeah, I said, that's how we're taught. And it has helped us. It has helped us over the years. That's why sometimes when we see young people standing up and say, all these fathers, they are saying rubbish. We used to pity them. We know when they will end. Not less than 6 months. It's just for the messages of Facebook. Nobody will even know them. People that grew ministry without Facebook. You are here talking one moment. Where was Facebook when this was added? They were traveling the world before the days of TikTok and Instagram. You, if it's not Instagram, nobody will even know you existed.
Ponder. What am I saying in essence? That we're going to take over the world. We will take over the world. But we will not behave like bastards. We will have respect towards fathers. Are you listening to me? Though we're proud to say this, our sons are doing well. Even if they want to affirm that, how do I put it now? They want to agree that what we are saying is higher. They should do it with so much joy. Are you listening to me? So much joy. One day I heard a father of faith saying something before we closed. He said, he was talking about in PFM meeting. He said, young people, when I hear the revelations people are saying, my mind used to skip. They are so big. I was wondering whether they are in the Bible. He said, even him is shocked with the revelation from young people. He said, but he's very sure of one thing. He said, sometimes when he watches, he's wondering which people will take over from where we, what we are doing today, if we are no more. And when he finished talking, he said, yeah, he now said, sometimes we are wrong and we know we are wrong. But if you want to correct us, don't insult us. That's a father of faith talking. He said, because if you do like that, God will not honor what you know. I was watching the meeting live. People knelt down. Young ministers knelt. The power of God struck them in that meeting. They knelt down and started crying. Everybody was in tears. With the whole revelation, they were on the ground crying. Because that's the proof that God really spoke. Repentance is the ones that, you know, don't have any basis that will stand up and be saying rubbish. Even though God wants to do something in the New Testament, something unique. What did I tell you people before? He will never insult people that have gone ahead of us at the mercy of bringing something new. He will not insult. The Bible says, they without us are not made complete. We are shouting, yes, they without us. Remember, it is cooperation, it is partnership. They without us are not made complete. So also, we without them are not made complete. Did you hear what I just said now? They without us, that's what the Bible said in Hebrews 12. We can put it together as also we without them. A plus B is what? Chemistry student, I know here. B plus A is what? I heard BA. BA English. A plus B is what? B plus B is what? B plus A is what? Huh? In case you don't know, it's AB. Some of you did not pass chemistry. A plus B is AB. B plus A is what? AB. They without us are not made complete. We without them are not what? Made complete. Whatever you want to break, know that we have to be together to be complete. Meaning God is not throwing them away. They are part of the completion. Did you hear what I just said? They are part of it. Somebody bow your head and pray. They are part of it. I sense a spirit of repentance in our midst. A spirit of repentance. There are men in this place that truly God wants to use for His glory in different aspects of life, but not condemning. Spiritual power is lacking. No prayer life, no word life, no fasting. Some of them are into diverse sectors of life. They are growing yet in these diverse sectors of life, and they are wondering. In their heart, they want to make the money, they want to become influential. And they may be even saying that God is for you, I'm doing this thing. But you see, he that is faithful in little will be faithful in plenty. If you cannot pray now, you cannot pray tomorrow. If you don't have time now for God, you will not have time for God tomorrow. May it not be said that this little thing that God did in our life yet is the reason why he lost us. Somebody go ahead and pray. Like we said last Sunday, this good thing in our life yet is not the perfect one yet. Let this good that God has done yet not be the reason why we leave him. God, I'm for you. God, I'm for you. God, you have all my attention. God, you have all of my attention. I'm for you. I'm for you. I'm for you. I'm for you, God. I'm for you, Father. I am yours. You are mine. I'm for you. Lord, I belong to you. Lord, I belong to you. I belong to you. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm for you, Father. I'm for you, Father. I'm for you, Father. And all the finer heart to fear your holy name. My journey into you is my only quest. And all the finer heart to fear your holy name. My journey into you is my one only quest. And undefined heart to fear your holy name. My journey into you. And undefined heart. Holy name, my journey into you. Era Moshia Ramakara Niero. Era Makara Nemo Shia Nadea. On yielding my ground, insisting on you, submitting my heart, nothing short of your fullness, Lord. Your footprint, my steps. I want all you've got. What may be the price? Nothing short of your fullness, God. Jabakosi Brahanda Bayakaya. Jibranda Kabala Kadabragania Kabala Kosiabaka. On you than my heart. Oh, my Shibra Gadaba, insisting on you. Submitting my heart. Nothing short of fullness, Lord. Your footprint, my step. I want all you've got. What may be the price? Nothing short of fullness, God. All you, the my God. persistent on you, submitting my heart, nothing short of fullness, Lord. Your footprints, myself, I want all you've got. What may be the price? Nothing short of fullness, God. And all the fight that hurts to find your holy name. For some of us truly need. For some of us truly, that's what we need. That spirit of fear, the spirit of the fear of God.
The spirit of the fear of the Lord. That's what we really need. The spirit of the fear of the Lord. We're not talking about natural fear. We're talking about complete reverence for the Lord. For some of us, he's echoing a sound in the spirit. He said, come back to your first love. He said, come back, you child. Come out of that foolishness. Come out of that foolishness. Come back to your first love. I hear it so in the spirit. A voice of the Lord echoing. It said, come back, child. Come back to your first love. Come out from that foolishness. And on the vine and heart to feel your holy name. My journey to you is my only quest, and on the final heart to feel your holy name. Karabosha, my journey to you. Aya. And on the vine hand, just to feel your holy name, my journey to you, is my one only quest. And on the vine hand, to feel your holy name. My journey to you, God, is my one only quest. And on the final heart, Shabakamaya, to feel your holy name. Labakata yabaya kalamanakaya labayaka. We are back on the path of righteousness. We are back to our first love. Lena baka na nakala baya kara dabaya. My heart is on fire. Oh, niya kaba sula dabaya. Yena maya konya na na moshi ala bashi ala onda. Iya no sana maya de. Shumbana no sanana de Ombarena neba kosa la baia do Shiana makona niana sanani banana no Siana na no sada barati Shema kona neba sura dad Shera rabada da duza. On you the background is sitting on you, submitting my heart, nothing short of fullness, Lord. Your footprint, my steps, I want all you've got. What may be the price? Nothing short of fullness, God. On you than my heart
insisting on you, submitting my heart, nothing short of food that's got your footprint, my steps. I want of you, God, what may be the price? And on the fight at heart, the men that will stand and nations will come. Men that will burn stationary in a place, and nations will come. Men that are not scared, insisting on God, on yielding their ground, saying, God, I will stay with you in the secret place. I will stay to my belief. Like the three Hebrew boys, if I perish in this foolishness of believing you, then I perish. They say God is a mistake. They say I'm wasting my time. Lord, I rather waste my time here. I will stay with you until a testimony of who you are transcend beyond me to my neighboring environment, to the nations. For the Lord chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Lord, here am I. They say I'm foolish. Use me, Lord. They say I'm useless. Use me, Lord. For you find delight in using the foolish things of the world. El Navaya Kananaya Shana Manane Banano Shananiyat. I'm not wasting my time. Shenanai. Hena manado. Ayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay For there is prophecy over me. I cannot fail this time. I cannot fail you, Lord. I must fulfill you. I can't imagine my life without fulfilling prophecy. I dare not imagine my life, Father, without fulfilling that has been written about me. For it has been written, and Lord, it shall be like that. For my life will be wasted. It will be tack useless if what you have said is not fulfilled. Nothing is so big that Satan gives me as a prize to neglect what has been written about me. Lord, nothing is that big. Nothing is that important. Nothing is that important. For we look for that ancient part. That part that is ancient, that anything ancient in the world. That part of your will. Lapakon Shanabayakata. For there is prophecy over me. I cannot fail, my God. I cannot fail this time. I will not fail myself. There is prophecy over me. I will not fail you, God. I will not fail this time. And I will not fail myself. There is prophecy over me. I will not fail myself. I will not fail myself. I will stand at the end of my fulfilling of the prophecy. And I will say, Simon, before God will tell me, well done. I will say, Simon, well done, faithful servant. For what shall he profit a man if he gains the whole world? There are things bigger than money. There are things mightier and weightier than money. It is fulfilling prophecy. It is fulfilling prophecy. Lord, the people tonight cry and say, we want to fulfill your will. For nothing is more important. Nothing is more important. Ah, nothing is more important. Nothing holds more value. Nothing is more important. I will do your will. I will do your will. Will do your will, oh God. I will do your will. I mean, the people are rising. They don't care about nothing but the will of God. You are my first and you are my last. What is life without fulfilling your will? What is life without fulfilling your will? What is life? What did I gain? What did I gain without fulfilling your will? What did I gain? What did I truly gain? Have come in the volume of the book. It was written about me to do your will, oh God. For I've come in the volume of the book. It was written about me to do.
Take me, Lord.
to your sacred place. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Some of us, what the Lord is recommending now is a secret place. As fast as possible. As fast as possible. Take me back to the secret place. Shut the doors, Father. Shut the doors. Shut the doors, Father. Shut the doors. Take me back. That's the recommendation now. Take me back. Take me back. Take me back to the sacred place. To your holy name. Who say men lost in the secret place? Who say men fail from the secret place? Who say men fail? Who lied that lie? That one will dwell in the secret place and come out in shame? He said, for from Zion shall the standard rise. Lord, I have the impetus to dwell in the secret. And like the testimony entails, I come out under the shadow of the Almighty. Who lied to us that the secret place fails? Lord, we have made you small in our eyes. Tonight we repent and we are back to the secret place. We are back to where fire is contacted. We are back to where men shine from and nations gather. Lord, we are back. Aya, we left there to chase our dreams. We thought we had dreams. We thought we had ambition. But Lord, we are back. You are our dream. You are our ambition. You are our purpose. Who lied to us? Shabakatala diakabaya. Shabakatala diakaba. No wonder the Lord says, "Men, many that call my name end up as rubbish, because they value the systems, the principles of the world than my own principles." He said, "Am I not the one that says?" He said, "Darkness shall cover the earth." He said, "Gross darkness the people." He said, "But upon my special ones, my children," he said, "shall the glory of the Lord shine upon." He said, "Behold, nations shall call to thy brightness, king to the brightness of your rising, nations to your light." He has chosen the foolish principles of the world. Foolish principles of the world. Principles that the world call foolish. He has chosen them to confirm the wise. To teach the wise a lesson. If it has never happened in your family, you will be the first. If it has never happened in your village, you will be the first. That possibility that has never happened in your city, you will be the first. If you stay in the secret place, He's our glory, the lifter of our head, the lifter of our head. Lord, rearrange my life. Start the arrangement from the beginning. Do it the way you want. I will not tell you how to run my life. Lord, run my life. Lord, run my life. Run my life. Run my life, Father. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in you. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in you. You are my only hope. You are my shield. You are my covering. You're my stability, my foundation. You are my shield. Oh, you are my covering. You're my stability, my foundation. Take me to the place you were, the secret place. That's where I wanna be. Oh, take me to the place.
We wait on you, Lord. I see dark spirit checking out, long-term habit checking out. I see it. 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 It's checking out now in the name of Jesus. Dark spirit, long-term habits. The spirit of prayer, May it rest upon your children, Father. May it rest so mightily upon your children. Thank you, Lord, for the metamorphosis of a kingdom army, a genuine kingdom army from henceforth, a people that will stand in your name and represent your name in every sector of life. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Can everybody begin to celebrate Jesus? Just bless his name and give him praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.